The Truth News Network. Politics, race, news, race, lifestyle, race, protecting your own, how dare you. And the lies keep coming at you from all sides. Well, you're not alone, and your teller of truth to sort it all out is Dan Newman.
Today, folks, we're going to get right to it. Very applicable phrasing there in the opening by Pete Moss. Race. Specifically today, let's address the cancel culture. It's so convoluted, it's so broad and so wide, so misrepresented and misunderstood, that most Americans just don't get what cancel culture is, what its purposes are, and what is its basis. Some are quick to respond by saying, the U.S. founders were almost all slave owners. We demand that their evils are erased from history books, and they are no longer honored. After all, they committed the most egregious acts any man can force on another, slavery. The fact that a white man would own a black man, and that the black man had absolutely no rights at all, is the opposite of what Americans have studied in U.S. history for more than 200 years. It's all lies, they say. Watching and listening to people who tag themselves as authorities on racial rights and wrongs resonates deeply with many folks. Those who vaguely remember the horrors in Europe and Asia in World War II, where nations ruled by despots portrayed real racism on people who were different colors, different cultures, sometimes different languages and religions. But those tyrants didn't just tear down statues selectively chosen by a few as being eligible for cancellation. They slaughtered those with whom they disagreed, men, women, and children. More than 6 million Jews were shot, burned to death, gassed, or just simply starved to death. All of those happened in places scattered throughout Europe. Do American minorities have some right that suddenly just appeared to destroy the history of their racial injustices? Not only of those around us today, but the injustices from every part of our American history. Does that even make sense? But before we go any further, one African-American man became so enraged at today's cancel culture, he boiled over this weekend. Listen to his words describing his thoughts and feelings about cancel culture.
These men freed my ancestors. Their bravery, their tenacity, their grit, what they stood for, the principles that they stand for and stood for. They freed my ancestors, and it's because of you that my history is now gone, that you're now erasing my history as if it never was there in the first place. Explain to me what you hope to accomplish by erasing my history. As a black man in America, watching these leftists tear down these statues, it really fills me with a sense of confusion and anger. What are you doing? This is our history. So they want to remove Abraham Lincoln from Boston. Do you understand what this man represents? Do you know how much he fought for people like me, for this skin color? BLM, you need to understand your history. This man is on our side, and you are treating him as if he's some type of villain because you don't understand history. It was a different time at that time. And even at that time, he understood that he stood, that he needs to stand for people like you and me. They tore down the Ulysses S. Grant statue in San Francisco. Again, another case of people not understanding your history. This man fought for our side, for our cause. This very man is the reason why I'm free. This very man is the reason why the North won. But yet and still, you don't understand your history. You don't understand, therefore you try to delete it. It's the cancel culture. It's trying to delete everything that you don't understand. It's ridiculous. Understanding history, do a little bit of research, it might help. Now we got protesters trying to tear down the Emancipation statue in DC, paid for by the slaves, by the very slaves that you are trying to now cancel. because you don't understand history. It seems to be an important idea here that we just don't understand our history, and because we don't, we cancel it. BLM, this is our history. I thought Black Lives Matter. You need to understand that these slaves, their lives matter. That's why they paid for, these people paid for the very statue that you're now planning to tear down. It's ridiculous. In the spirit of taking down statues, why don't we start with Robert Byrd, Senator Robert Byrd, who organized over 150 Klansmen, white supremacists who hated people of my skin color. Why don't we start with him? Next, why don't we go to Vladimir Lenin? Okay, this man had over 300 concentration camps and killed over 5 million people. Why not him? Why not his statue in Seattle? What about Che Guevara? This man imprisoned Black people, people like me. This man killed gay people, but yet and still, people like Colin Kaepernick wears them on his shirt. So you tear down Lincoln, you tear down Grant, but you leave Che Guevara, leftist logic at its finest.
So after listening to him, I'll ask a question. For what and for whom is history? The subject in college that I hated most was American history. Not because it wasn't important, not because I didn't enjoy learning the details about our nation, but because every professor I had in 4 different American history courses concentrated almost solely on specific dates. Their exams were not about the history of which we learned. It was if they wanted to trip us up and cause us to make lower grades for not remembering exact dates. Maybe, just maybe, the exact dates are not so important. Those were my thoughts. But the context of time and life in the U.S. at those specific dates is critical to our understanding. When my children went through the same dilemma, their much older dad explained that I felt the exact same way as they did. What was different from the way my professors explained it was this. I told our children that every important American history event never happened in a vacuum. Life around each historical event was far more important to understand than each historical event by itself. Folks, we all live in context. Our laws are made in the context of the day. What was meaningless in 1965 may be critical to address in a law today. What today prompts a law probably would have been insignificant and certainly not important back in 1965. History is to give us all not only a few details of a few events from our past, it's to give us the understanding of how and what initiated those historical acts, learning the details of those acts themselves, and putting them each in historical context as was applicable when each occurred, and then to compare each with today's America. Do you remember the Holocaust? Few are alive today that actually remember it firsthand. Not only the Jewish people, but people from every ethnicity, nationality, and culture have at least heard of the Holocaust. The Holocaust did not occur in a vacuum either. It was not initiated by one or two events, but from a generation of elitism in Germany that included gross racism against Jews by German nationals. Now, I don't want to be cold or harsh in saying this, but today's cries by the leftist media and many political activists of systemic racism are totally wrong. Germany in the late 30s and early 1940s was systemically racist. So what's the difference? Well, the government of Nazi Germany fanned the fires of racism with laws, policies, regulation, and even social structure to continually fan the fires of racism among the people. But then the Nazi government of Hitler became aggressive and took aggressive actions to target not just a few Jews that were embedded among the German people, but to force Jews out of their homes, their jobs, even their neighborhoods, to segregate Jews to keep them separate from Germans. The final solution, or the plan to rid Germany of Jews, began with the Wannsee Conference. In 1942, a group of high-ranking Nazi officials met and calmly discussed the logistics of the final solution, the elimination of Jews from Germany. Along with notorious figures such as Adolf Eichmann, a number of lesser-known officers like Reinhard Heydrich debated plans of whether to reform the Jews, ship them elsewhere, or simply end their lives. The actual minutes of that meeting were taken from each attendee and were supposed to be destroyed. But years later, it was discovered that one of the attendees kept those notes. And from those notes came the movie that told the entire story of the planned extermination of 6 million Jews to rid Germany of them entirely. That movie, Conspiracy, is available today. It can be viewed on several online streaming services. I highly recommend it to all. If you really want the right and correct version of Germany's World War II. Erase history? Think about that. One can destroy some of the representations of historical events. That's what horrifies most Americans watching evening news today. Statues, monuments, even buildings, many of which have been in existence for a couple of hundred years, are being defaced and destroyed by cancel culture's minions. Why is that? It's foolish for one to even believe history can be erased, but it's crazy to want to do that. If any culture in modern history would have a right to remove reminders of their history, it would be the Jewish people. Their German eradication was as horrible and as insidious as any other in world history, and Jews cringe even at the thought of anyone trying to do away with their history. Why is that? Remember, no historical event exists without a context. The details of each historical context, along with the historical events themselves, are the greatest tools for building that the world has. Dachau was a Nazi concentration camp opened in 1933 in March, which was initially intended to hold political prisoners. It's located on the grounds of an abandoned munitions factory northeast of the medieval town of Dachau, which is about 16 kilometers northwest of Munich in the state of Bavaria in southern Germany. When the Allied forces invaded Dachau and saw the inhumanity of the slaughters of an estimated 1 million Jews there, every citizen of Dachau, man, woman, and child, of that small town, were forced to go to the concentration camp to view the remains of tens of thousands of Jews that died in the gas chambers there. What was more horrible, the bodies of those Germans, those tens of thousands that those Germans were forced to see, were just those that had not yet been incinerated in the ovens at that camp. So why would our European allies force that on those German villagers? Those soldiers knew that unless German civilians were witness to the travesties of the German Nazi army, no one would believe those stories. That is history, folks. Jews nor Germans would ever think about destroying Dachau. In fact, it remains to this day in the exact same form in which it existed the day those Germans were forced to go view the carnage there. Why would they leave it there? It was so horrible, one would think, like many today in the U.S., we want it gone. It illustrates some of the lowest depravity of men. Why would we even think about keeping it? Simple answer. To keep historical events that, when described in their context, would keep generation after generation of Germans from ever thinking, nothing like that could ever happen here. The context in which the horrors against the Jews were created is exactly what needs to be branded on the minds of every German from every generation since World War II in perpetuity. Guess what? I've been to Dachau. Its horrors are forever branded in my memory. I walked through the large room where Germans tricked prisoners by telling them they were going to get a shower, which they were hardly ever able to get. When all the Jews entered one large room, it's about 200 fit in that room at a time, I've stood in the middle of that room. The doors were closed and locked, and the German Nazi guards turned on gas. It took about 5 minutes to kill every Jew in that room. After about 10 minutes, the doors were opened. German soldiers began to haul the Jewish bodies and stack them in the adjacent large room And I've stood in that room where three massive ovens stand today, just like they did then. Those ovens stood ready to welcome tens of thousands of lifeless, innocent Jews for their cremation. Those sights, those thoughts, I'll never forget. And with those memories in the context of their creation, nobody can ever tell me that could never happen here. German people never thought their leaders would allow such devastation. By the way, all German concentration camps from World War II are preserved, still in place for history. So what's different between that and the United States of America? Short answer, nothing. It is not only unconscionable to me that a large group of Americans choose to destroy representations of the American Revolutionary War, the Civil War, and even memories of the men and women who led and served in those and other important American events. What is their reasoning for doing so? They say to erase the memories of those who instigated the atrocities of those events. Doing so, folks, is the definition of lunacy. There is no doubt. Slavery was and today is a travesty, and it still exists all across the world, just thankfully not in the United States. There is and never has been any justifiable purpose for any human owning another human. But thinking one can do anything to erase historical memories of events, both good and bad, is actually stupid. Doing so would steal a number of great learning opportunities from every future generation of Americans. And for what purpose? My youngest daughter had a Japanese classmate during her freshman year at Louisiana Tech University. That Japanese girl was horrified the first day in American history class, where the professor showed an old black and white film that was an actual film taking of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. That Japanese student actually got up and ran from the classroom. My daughter saw her later that day and asked why she was so upset. Listen to what that Japanese student said. She shared with my daughter that all World War history in Japan stated that World War II in the Pacific, it began when the United States bombed Tokyo. Nothing in Japanese history books even mentioned Pearl Harbor. Cancel culture is pure lunacy. Instead, let's be realistic. Understanding that everyone must have the opportunity to see and hear all American history, even the bad. Someone more knowledgeable than me once said this, "If we don't learn from our history, we are doomed to repeat it." Sure, there are parts of history I wish were different, but they weren't different. And those bad things for which most Americans are ashamed that are part of our history, let's learn from those and make certain none of that ever happens again. Doesn't that make better sense than just ignoring their reality? My grandchildren and their grandchildren and their grandchildren need to know and understand slavery and its horrors. Not to honor or memorialize any of the evil, but to learn to never let it creep back into America again. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It's a big Monday today, folks. That will get your week started off, hopefully in a good place, but it sure will make you think. Thanks for being here today. Don't miss TNN Live, 9 Central this morning. 2 hours, talk radio, your phone calls. We're going to weigh in on a lot of stuff that happened during the weekend, and it's already started here in the U.S. this week. See you then. If you can't make it, then we'll see you tomorrow right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
When a word to the wise is sufficient, you've come to the right place. TNN, the Truth News Network.